the time. Amen. You can be seated for a moment, but when you do, open your Bibles to Proverbs, the 19th chapter. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's read verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. You know, one of the things that they don't talk much about with Kendall Copeland Ministries is that they minister to orphanages, jails, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. They do this kind of work as well. So your offering also acts on this particular verse. Now, this was one of the very first things that the Lord taught me before I even went to Bible school and I just accepted going to the ministry. I used to sing in a singing group called Fathers of Christ years ago. I used to sing bass for them. And we were in downtown Detroit, where I'm from. Back in those days, you can do what we did. I don't know about now. But you could set up some speakers and you can start singing, and we'd start ministering to people downtown in Detroit. And a homeless woman came up to me because I had done the speaking that day, and she says, "Sir, I have two children, and they have no food, and I'm in trouble. Can you help me?" Now, I had just been newly married, and I had a job for about 2-3 months, and then I lost my job. No fault of my own, but I lost my job. So I was unemployed with a new wife, and her and I got married on love, no money. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We married on love, but love, you got to eat, baby. So what little we had was gone before very long. And so we're down, and she comes up to me, and I had all the money that my wife's passed the devil. All the money her and I had in the world was in my right front pocket, and that was $30. So when this woman came up to me, and I just kind of checked my spirit, you know, and I just felt she was the real deal. And I understand that there are cases where they're not the real deal. But I really felt she was the real deal. I took the $30 and I gave it to her. So when I was going to joke with my wife, so when I came in the door, I said, "Honey, I gave away all our money to another woman." And she just laughed at me, right? Well, it wasn't very long that what we had was gone, and we were sitting in our living room with brand new furniture that my parents bought for us. Green shag carpet. Y'all remember shag carpet? Green shag carpet, you know. Looking real good, nobody would have known we were in that kind of trouble. I still had the suits that I came from home with mama and all. I looked good and all of that. You wouldn't have known we were absolutely broke. So we're sitting in the couch, and the only thing we had there was a jar of water. There was nothing in the house. Zero. I'm sitting on the couch thinking, what am I going to do here? And a knock came on the door. So I go to the door, open the door. Here's a guy from the church. Now, this guy, I knew who he was. And he says to me, "Where's the kitchen?" I said, "Well, it's around it." He just walked on in my house. He's carrying a brown bag. He walks on in the house, and I'm standing there kind of stunned. And his wife shows up at the door. She says, "Where's the kitchen?" Well, about time. And then my lightning fast mind, these people are giving me charity. Now, you got to understand, I didn't know nothing I know today. I know anything I know today. Okay. my father was the kind of man, my father would die before he would take any public assistance. The way my daddy raised me. And so I'm not taking nothing from nobody, you know. So, and I said to the brother, because they're fair, and finally I stopped him. I said, "Look, man, I don't know how you know this. We didn't tell nobody. Nobody knew. Her folks didn't know. My folks didn't know. Nobody knew we was in that kind of shape. And like I said, if you looked at us, you could not have You couldn't tell that we were in that kind of shape. And I have a quiet wife. She didn't broadcast it, thank the Lord. So she got nine brothers. So if she told her nine brothers, I would probably got beat down pretty good. So so I said, I'm grateful and all of that, but I can't take this. That's how dumb male pride can be. Here your wife sitting here, okay, we ain't got no food, and you ain't going to take something because of your male pride. Come on, brothers. Come on, brothers. So you know how male pride can kind of be. So I'm telling him, I said, man, I can't take this. He said, the Lord told me to bring this to you. What you supposed to say to that? So they and back in those days, they had real station wagons. Anybody here remember the real station wagons? Like when you turn the corner, the back end went ahead of you, you know? They had one of them real station wagons. I mean, it was loaded with groceries. And they filled the floor up. They filled the counter up, this little duplex we had. They filled the cabinets. I mean, they just filled that thing up, you know? And so finally, I'm trying not to cry, you know? I'm trying to man up here and not, you know, cry. And the wife is, you know, she's like. So finally, when they're done, his wife is sitting there in the station wagon. And so we shake hands. He gives me an envelope and then runs down the sidewalk, jumps in the car. Ah, get on out of there before I open it up, man. It was a couple hundred dollars. And then back then, that was all the tea in China. Man, my first encounter with this, I had pity upon the poor, and the Lord took care of me. Amen. Wasn't very long after that, I got another job. Wasn't too very long after that, the Lord sent me to Bible school, and the rest is history. And so I want you to understand that when you give to Kendall Copeland Ministries, not only are you building churches and getting millions of people saved and all the things that happen, you're also helping people who are poor, needy, and need help. Amen. And so when they come and tell you, praise God, time for the offering, think about that too. You're helping people. I minister in foreign lands a lot. And so you're helping people. Americans are extremely spoiled. And if you're not, I'm not talking about going to tourist areas. If you go in many lands around the world, you'll see that our poor is rich compared to a lot of nations. Amen. We are really blessed. You missed a great place to say amen. Amen. We are tremendously blessed. So let's be a blessing. And let's do this offering, praise God, thinking about that as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand up? I'm going to hand you over to the staff here at KCM. God, amen. They'll tell you what to do. In Jesus' name, God bless.